Now, hello and welcome to today's edition of the MPFL Roundup. I am Carl, the point man, Orakwe. It was an exciting round of matches in the Nigeria Premier Football League on match day 17, as the 10 games played witnessed 8 home wins, 1 away win and a draw with 23 goals scored. Now let's kick start in Makurdi, where Lobi Stars recorded their second away win of the season against Kwara United. Lobi Stars showed that they are determined to match their ambition of winning the 2023-24 Nigeria Premier Football League with the hard work required for the purpose when they went to Ilorin to beat Kwara United 2-0. The Dominic Iofa boys forced Kwara United's Godwin Osagbemi to score a 21st-minute own goal before Stanley Ogambo settled the game with a 46-minute strike. The away win keeps Lobi Stars second on the MPFL table behind leaders Remo Stars. Speaking of which, in Ikenne, Remo Stars ensured their spot at the summit of the MPFL following 2 late goals from substitute Okon Anyekeme to give his side the needed 2-0 win against Sunshine Stars of Akure in the first match of the new year. Now, the win catapulted Remo back to the top of the league table despite being tied on same 32 points with Lobi Stars. Remo, however, has a better goal difference. It was basically a repeat of the script of their last home outing last year when they had to wait till deep into injury time to win against Lobi Stars in a keenly contested match. At the visiting Sunshine Stars side were quite cagey in the first half of the game. However, on resumption of the second half, the Idis Agoye-led side opened up a bit and were quite unlucky not to have scored via one of their counter-attacks. And with time running down and all looking set for a barren home draw, disaster struck the visitors when substitute Anyekeme hit the target from close range. The match was held up for some minutes following protests from both sides over what Sunshine Stars player saw as misconduct from a ball boy, but the referee brought the match under control while Olamilekan Adams got a red card. On resumption of play, the stadium ruptured into another celebration when Anyekeme hit another goal off a rebound to leave the scoreline at 2-0. In Eket, struggling Akwa United returned to winning ways with a comfortable 3-1 home win over Abia Warriors. The promised keepers came from a goal down to claim the maximum points under their caretaker coach Umar Abdullahi. Coach Erasmus Onu of Abia Warriors spoke about his team's loss to struggling Akwa United, saying some psychological factors might have played a part in the loss.
Those who we play. If we go down by 3-1, maybe something, some of the things are not done right. So we'll go back and correct it. Well, I never believe we'll lose the game until the last minute. Because I know the material I came with. But I saw a lot of things that disappointed me. But all the same, it's something that I will take back home for correction. We have been frustrated a lot. We came here yesterday to train. We are here on stage up to 8 o'clock in the night. The boys are not allowed to go. We left here late. So psychologically, I know all those they are likely affect the boys then. They started sleeping around before finally we left. So if we can come to Akwa Ibom, Eket, we are hostage. Like, I don't know, maybe other teams have seen such things, but all the same, that's football.
For the Akwa United coach, Umar Abdullahi, the players have realized the team is in danger and the players have upped their attitude to a winning one. He also revealed Akwa United will be buying more players in the transfer market.
The boys have realized that the team is in danger. And the only way we can remove ourselves from that danger is to win our matches. And we can see that since on Monday that we start preparation towards this match, there are a lot of positive attitude towards the training. And if you look at the language that the players have been using all this while, attitude, attitude, attitude. That if they want to get any match now, they have to react to any situation during the game so that they get the maximum 3 points. I think kudos to the boys and the attitude based on it. And let me not forget, kudos to the management, because I think one of the best things the team gets is the support of the management. The management have been day and night sacrificed for the team so that we achieve this result. Congratulations to all Akwa Ibomite and congratulations to the players. And when you look at the performance of Akwa United, anytime they play the match, you see that maybe they draw a match or they lose. You can see that the chances created will be more than the goal that they concede or they lose. So we know that in that department we have a lot of work to do. So in that department we are going to transfer market and we have at least 4 to 5 quality players to add up to them. So we just have to go for a quality player so that we see that place is being secured.
Now, defending champions Eyimba International FC condemned Sporting Lagos to the relegation zone with a 2-0 victory. The People's Elephants, who were without their head coach Finidi George, who is on official assignments with the Super Eagles, had no worries as they made light work of the noisy Lagosians. A coach Paul of Four Sporting Lagos were winless in 4 games coming to Aba as they faced an in-form Eyimba who haven't lost any of their last 5. An irony in the trajectory of the form of both teams, the teams needed a win for different reasons. Eyimba to climb the table in reigniting their title charge and Sporting to move further away from the relegation spots. A foul in the box gave the host a chance to break the deadlock and Ekwutozian Eze wasted no time in scoring the resulting spot kick. He did come close a few minutes later but was denied by the crossbar. The second half started with mazy runs from Sporting's attackers, but the Eyimba defence was equal to the task and with a minute to spare on the clock, the hosts doubled their lead. A delightful exchange of passes between the Elephants players made way for Chibuike Nwiwu to send Akani Elijah through on goal and he wasted no time in converting the chance. Affinity George's men are now 3 points behind league leaders Remo Stars with an added advantage of 2 games to spare. Speaking after the game, Eyimba's assistant coach Yemi Olariwaju said the team already anticipated Sporting Lagos tactics.
Our game plan today was different. You could see today, the intensity today was so much because I knew that they are not going to want to stop them from building from the back and the attack. We closed down the Jonathan number 11. We know hardly anything is going to work. Come up. And you could see first half, they did not have a shot at goal. We squeezed them, and that's what I asked the boys to do. They played to instruction. The game was good. We could have finished up this game in first half. But you know, this one it is. We are getting better every day. I think we scored 2 goals today. It's been long we scored 2 goals at home last since against Insurance. So scoring 2 today is a wonderful stuff. Let's start all the injury. Our ego score and Boma is out with injuries. We had a lot of injury crisis. We could see a lot of young players in the squad today. But they have to play.
A Sporting Lagos coach, Paul Ofor, is glad he has the bulk of his team back from injury as they look to build again after the loss to Eyimba.
We shouldn't at this time be considering the type of goals we are considering right now. And it's unfortunate we considered those goals. And there is nothing we can do about it. We lost, like you said. Well, like you said, we started the season well and we were unfortunate with injuries. We had a lot of injuries that gave us a lot of instability and we'll keep using different lineup and different setup because we are adjusting to our situation. Fortunately, right now we have everybody back and we have to restart again. That is what it is. As in reality.
But elsewhere, Caterpillar started 2024 on a winning note after defeating Plateau United by 2-1. Plateau United's Albert Hillary had opened the scoring at the dying minutes of the first half, but in the 75th minute, Harun Abdullahi equalised to make it 1-1. With the game seemingly headed for a draw, Abdullahi Musa had other ideas as he scored the winning goal in the 86th minute to secure all maximum points. In Ibadan, Shooting Stars ended their 6-game winless streak courtesy of a hard-earned 1-0 victory against Bayelsa United at the Lekan Salami Stadium. Karim Ademola scored the decisive goal in the 11th minute. Despite playing his last game for Bayelsa United, Robert Mizo, who was named the MPFL Player of the Year for 2023, was unable to find the back of the net for Bayelsa. But earlier on Saturday, Doma United continued their impressive performance with a well-deserved 2-0 win over Katsina United. The game played at the Pantami Stadium Gombe was the first game in 2024 and now sees Doma seated third in the table with 31 points. Bidemi Owoko scored the first goal in 2024 in the second minute after it was found by Emmanuel Ekmeon. 6 minutes later, Samuel Enefiok slotted into the far post to make it 2-0 as the Savannah Tigers took charge of the game. Full of confidence with the 2 quick goals, their visitors were stunned as they struggled to get into the game. However, efforts to increase the goal tally failed, but the home side will be satisfied as they got all maximum points. In other results, Bendel Insurance beat Rangers by 2-0. Here's coach Monde Odigie of Insurance speaking after his side's victory.
The game has been played and won. I'm happy the insurance players rose up to the occasion, and at the end of the day, we won the game. Well, I always say that it's only when you have the ball that you can play. If you don't have the ball, you have to close the lines and make sure you stop the opponent. So that was what we tried to do. I saw long thrust. I'll try it again. So if that is what you mean by the hard game, okay, fine, you're right. But as far as I'm concerned, we try to play when we get the ball to our strength, because we don't have big players. We need to play on the ground and tactically, discipline. So when we lose the ball, we also try to go and not one hard ball we play. So that was what we did. Every coach wants to go into a game being at his best. And like I said, I'm happy the insurance players rose up to the occasion and they were able to take the chances that came our way.
Also at the weekend, Niger Tornadoes beat Heartland Football Club by 3-2. Away from MPFL results, we tell you that Libyan side Al Hilal SC Benghazi has signed Nigeria Premier Football League and Bayelsa United star Robert Mizo until 2027 on a 3.5-year contract. Mizo scored 19 goals in the year 2023 MPFL season, including 10 goals this season and 9 goals last season. Bayelsa United Football Club have confirmed the departure of talisman Robert Mizo to Libyan side Al Hilal Benghazi. We wish him success at his new club Al Hilal in his quest for greatness. We equally wish you a productive stay that will see you earn a national team call-up soon. For us here on this side, we sure wish him success also. And that's it on NPFL Roundup. The Roundup was produced by Ekbunya with post-production from Virgil Inesha. From me, Carl Orakwe, I say goodbye and keep pointing in the right direction.